Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
In 1993, there was a ghost in the machine. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1993 gave us Waco and Bill Clinton, but a haunted video game made 1993 a strange year. The haunted NBA Jam 93, April 1993. NBA Jam is a basketball video game originally released in April 1993. Developed and published by Midway, the game gained immense popularity for its fast-paced and exaggerated gameplay, as well as its iconic commentary. It's the first entry in the NBA Jam series, and the first officially licensed arcade game by the league. Another feature of the wildly popular game is that it is allegedly haunted. The game featured New Jersey Nets player Drazen Petrovic. A few months after the game's release, in July 1993, Petrovic died in a car accident. Beginning only after his death, the announcer from the arcade version of NBA Jam started screaming, "Petrovic, Petrovic," for no apparent reason. According to Mark Turnell, one of the designers of the game, "We had already finished making NBA Jam when Drazen Petrovic died. The game had already shipped, and he was on the Nets. So we had all of these coin-op machines around, and one night we were playing Mortal Kombat, and there was a Jam machine next to it. And all of a sudden, the game started calling out, 'Petrovic, Petrovic,' and this only happened after Petrovic had died. Everyone started freaking out. Something weird was going on with the software. And to this day, if you have an original NBA Jam machine, every once in a while it will just yell out, 'Petrovic.' It's wild." The developers never said that it wasn't supposed to say Petrovic at all. They actually said that it was supposed to be able to say his name, because they coded the whole thing before he died, but the game would just randomly start saying it over and over, starting after he died. NBA Jam 93 was a massive success. It was America's highest-grossing arcade game of 1993. It was the first arcade cabinet to earn $2 billion in quarters. NBA Jam is considered by some to be the most successful arcade game of all time and has a legacy that speaks for itself and quite literally speaks all by itself. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.